Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Your
Yeah.
appointment went okay?
Oh yeah, it was just a mammogram, a DEXA scan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. How's your hip feeling?
Good. It's doing really pretty good. I've been
Is it?
trying to be up more, not sit so much, and that
Oh,
seems to
that's
really
good.
help.
That's
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You guys looking forward to Margaritaville?
Yeah, I'm not looking too much forward to Pinochle, but I've never played Pinochle.
Oh, Art's gonna make you guys play.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
So,
I'm sure.
I don't think Marilyn likes it that well either.
No, she does not.
Well,
Did you see that he got her a puppy?
no.
What?
What kind of a
You.
puppy?
Hold on, I will send you a picture.
Are they taking it with them?
I would imagine so.
Well,
With it on the.
we probably could have taken our dog then. We
I'm
weren't take we.
guessing, yeah, I'm guessing so because it's a
Won't take Bella.
baby.
Okay.
We'll take Bella. Okay, we can call Roll. We found out we take Bentley. Bentley would love to go. He could
Yeah,
play with the
there's.
puppy.
Look,
Is it a
I sent.
boxer?
No, it's a Boston Terrier.
Boston Terrier.
It's a
Oh,
little
oh my
baby.
God. Oh, how cute is that?
Yeah.
He got it for. Oh my God, I can't believe he did that.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. That's
That is
funny.
very funny. It's different, right?
Yeah.
That's.
I'm going to be texting him and saying, if you got a new puppy and you're bringing it, I'm bringing my Bentley.
You should.
I'm going to. Oh, well,
That
what's going on?
well, I mean, we just had the trustees meeting. I went and I met with Patrice on Friday, and it's more of the same stuff.
Yeah, I knew that you'd met with him. You told me about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean,
Anything happen?
well, he asked me about Cheryl's test, and I said, "Well, you know, she canceled." And he said, "Oh, really?" And I said, "Yeah." And then he was like, "I need you to hang in there with me just for a little longer until the transition happens." And I said, "Patrice, when is that even going to happen?" I said, "Because at this point, it's been 3 years and she hasn't taken that test." I said, "So you're asking me these things and you can't even give me a timeline because she's not doing anything."
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, in her defense, Art has told her that this wasn't a priority for years." And I said, "Patrice, I'm going to stop you right there because what you're not thinking about here is anytime Cheryl wants something, it doesn't matter what somebody else says. But in this case, it does because she didn't want to do it." I said, "Any other time that she wants to do something, it does not matter what Art tells her. She's going to do it
She's
anyway."
gonna do it anyway. Yep.
So you can't defend her because she's an adult and she can make decisions for herself. So you can't blame Art for that. Yeah, and then I know that he told her that I think he told her that I want to leave because she came in here and she spent about 15, 20 minutes in here on maybe even longer on Friday in the afternoon. And
Saying what?
well, justifying her taking a long time to get licensed was probably about 20 minutes. And then after that, I said, "Well, we do need to talk about something. We need to talk about Kara." And I went in on Kara and the things that are going wrong. How much time she is not here. All the drama she causes. her submitting stuff that hasn't been reviewed by compliance. I brought it all, and she made a bunch of excuses for her. And I don't know. I tried to tell her, and she was like, well, Kara has this gift for finding great people to work here. And I said, Cheryl, do you understand the optics of the person that's never here, the person that's always causing problems, recruiting all of their family and friends to come and work here? I said, do you not see how everybody else in the office is going to view that? And she shrugged it off. I asked her, I was like, do you not see Kara as a problem? She doesn't. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Flabbergasted.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I asked her, I was like, you don't see that as a conflict? That, one, I told her, because Kara has called out 17 days this year. 17. And that's just sick time. That's not counting the time she was late. That's just called out, didn't come to work. 17 full days. And I was like, do you not understand how the person that's not here, everybody else sees it? There's a perception in the office that you have favorites. And those two favorites are Kara and Barbara, Cheryl. I said, Kara, for whatever reason, and Barbara, because everything she does for Noah. I said, that's what people see in the office.
What'd she say to that?
She denied it.
How can she deny it?
I don't know. I don't know. Just the fact that she came in here to try to justify herself kind of leads me to believe that Patrice probably told
her. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, was there anything at the trustees that questioned why her test wasn't done?
Nope. At least not publicly.
Oh, okay.
If they did it behind closed doors during the governance committee meeting, I wouldn't know. Or if they pulled her aside offline. I wasn't a part of that. But nobody asked her during the meeting.
Yeah.
Outright.
Well, was Art there?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he lead it or did she?
He did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he did. Matt is actually going to be taking over as chairman.
From Alan? Or was Alan chairman?
No, Art.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Matt's actually going to be leading the meetings.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Matt's fair.
Yeah. So I think Art's going to lead one more, and then Matt's going to take over beginning next year.
Is Alan still on it?
Yeah.
On the board?
He is.
But he'll be forced to retire for too long, won't he?
No.
Oh, I thought they had to retire after a certain time.
No, they didn't actually end up putting a retirement age. We talked about it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Because Alan does good.
Yeah, Alan is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything will be the same now till the next one.
Yeah, it will.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
And I mean, it's kind of Groundhog's Day.
Are they there
Taylor
today?
Doing.
Taylor's doing fine. She doesn't say much. I asked her. She called me yesterday to say hi because I hadn't talked to her in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, did you have a meeting with Cheryl? And she said, yeah, it was Cheryl and Kara. She said it turned out to be a pretty long meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, was everything okay? And she said, yeah. She doesn't say anything.
No.
If she was negative, she wouldn't say anything.
Oh, that's, I mean.
That's just how she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has probably more of a corporate stance on how she needs to behave than the other ones in there, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely see that.
Well, did, does Shannon know about her coming and talking to you?
And he's giving you 600?
What's that?
Oh, he's talking to somebody. Dave's talking to somebody in his office. I said, does Shannon know about her coming and talking to you? I just want to help you. About her. No, about her. No, not about Colby. Did she say something about Colby?
No, yeah. I didn't know that Taylor mentioned something about Shannon.
No, she didn't. I'm saying, does Shannon know your situation when she came in and talked to you? That's what I was saying.
Oh, no. No, Shannon wasn't here Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm trapped.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if she knew about Cheryl coming and talking to you.
No. She wasn't here Friday. But, I mean, I don't know. I tried to open her eyes about Kara, but she didn't want to hear it.
I guess they're just such great friends.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's weird.
But that is what it is.
But you know, she is a Cheryl. You know, she accuses her dad of taking hopeless cases and stuff like that, or people that really need help. That's how Kara was when she came here.
Oh, I know.
And I think that Cheryl just feels responsible for her for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Stuff that she threw Stephen under the bus for, and even your dad, in her opinions and stuff, she didn't do that with Kara.
Yeah. Oh. And I think that's a big part of the problem for me here is just the things that she said about Steve.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy's gone.
Yes.
He's dead. I have a little respect for the dead.
Yep.
And he had really turned his life around before he died. When he met Stephanie, it totally changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think his marriage to what was her name?
Cam
was just toxic.
Yep.
I think it was just toxic.
I know. But.
And you'll never imagine who I talked to the other day. Of course, I don't know if you knew her. Did you know Charity?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Charity used to work, well, she was an evaluator for years.
Right.
As a researcher. And she had kind of a problem with it because she said some of the stuff she had to look at and everything really affected her. I don't know if she had some other issues when she was younger or what. I don't know. But anyway, I moved over to my side. Well, she kept kind of, you know, going in and out and not getting back from lunch. And, of course, David and Robin, they, you know, grew up with alcoholic situations. So they could smell it on her. So she had a substance abuse problem.
Mm.
And she came in one day and she said, well, I just need to go. She said, I just need to leave here. And I said, okay. I said, are you sure? She said, yeah. So she packed up her stuff. And I escorted her out of the office. And then she was sorry she did it. But we couldn't get her back. But she was dating TJ for a while.
Yeah, I heard this. Cheryl mentioned this. It's funny that you're talking about this. Cheryl mentioned this on Friday after I mentioned Kara.
Why? What did she say?
Well, she said that you guys let her go, and Cheryl decided that she could not come back.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
So, well, Cheryl didn't decide that. Cheryl wasn't in charge.
No,
she had nothing to do. Well, she had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
She had nothing to do with it. She wasn't even in the, you know, in the thing of the CEO or anything at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just told Art that she couldn't come back. I said, no, she's gone. Well, anyway, I talked to her over the weekend.
Really?
She had reached out to me a couple of times, but as long as I was in the office there, I didn't feel like that I should really respond to her. So I saw her on Facebook, and so I reached out to her. I said, I just want to know how you're doing. And she was thrilled to death. She loved me. She even when I let her go, she loved me. She said, you always treated me so good. And but she's a hematologist. She's a, what is the name of the person that takes your blood?
Oh, phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist. She's a phlebotomist now. She works at a plasma center.
Oh, that's
That takes plasma. And she's doing really good. She lives with her parents. Her dad has pancreatic cancer. And so she was in kind of a rough relationship for about 4 years. And she said, we were on and off since high school. And she said, I finally just called it quits with him. So she said, I'm living with my parents, helping them because they need me. So she lives in Port Orange.
Oh, okay.
But it was really, she was so thrilled to talk to me. She said, I'm just so glad to know you guys are doing okay. And
that's great.
You know, so that was good.
That's awesome.
It was nice to talk to her. But
yeah,
Cheryl
mentioned her, and I guess she mentioned TJ getting her pregnant. And I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know TJ got her pregnant.
Oh, well, maybe that's a secret that I wasn't supposed to know either. But
or maybe she had an abortion.
Nah, she said miscarriage.
What, David?
When are we coming back?
When?
This trip.
The 13th. This trip or the next trip?
This trip.
Friday, but we have to get our hair done at noon. Okay. You can't remember anything. I just told him everything we were supposed to do this weekend. Drives me nuts. But anyway, it was good to talk to her. Yeah, but
yeah.
She... Yeah, and she blamed a lot of stuff. Sarah caused a lot of problems with that thing too, with that issue with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yep. She's always caused a problem.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. She was always undermining her, so. It was, you know, kind of a lost cause, but, you know, she hated to leave here, I know, because she really loved everybody in there, but she just had to get herself straightened out. She had to get over the substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's sad.
But, well, are you, you didn't get to play golf.
No, we canceled.
He was pouring down rain here Saturday.
Yeah, it got bad. Yeah, so we went and we played top golf instead.
Oh, that's good. That's good, but you're going... Labor Day with Dave over here.
Yes, that'll be fun.
So do you all want to go to breakfast or something before you play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, I can't.
Okay.
I'm taking Kendra to the airport that morning.
Oh, okay. I thought you were taking her at 5.
Oh, well, I might be able to.
Just let us know.
You might be right, because I think her flight's at 7. So,
yeah, I thought you said you were taking her there, so I said, well, he could just come over this way, and you guys could go to breakfast.
It's like at 10, right?
10:45.
Oh, yeah, there should be plenty of time. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you guys could go to breakfast or something.
Yeah, that'll be nice. I'll head over that way right after.
Okay. Okay, I'll put your name in at the gate.
Play?
I think it's just you, Nathan, and Dave.
Oh, that'll be good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So that'll be good. I don't know if John could play or not. I don't think Nathan asked him, but if he wanted to have 4, he was going to see if maybe he could go.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, but nobody wants to play with John. He's so good.
He's too good? I know.
He's too good. Dave says he doesn't want to play with me. He says, I'm not good enough for John.
I'm probably not good enough for Dave.
Oh, no. I'm sure you're fine. You know, John's a very, 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 very good golfer.
Yep. Should be good.
All right. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well,
you guys have fun.
Thanks for letting me know how things went. We will. We'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Good. Is Art there today?
He was, but he left at like, I don't know, it was probably like 11.
He doesn't say anything about us not being on the call, does he?
No.
Good.
He did not this morning. He's mentioned it before, but kind of in passing. He hasn't made a big deal about it.
Good.
Yeah, just kind of like, are the hearts on? No?
Okay. Well, Dave will probably get on there tomorrow. We'll probably get on there tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Let's
yeah,
see.
He'll like that.
Okay.
All
right. All righty. Well, you take care.
You too.
Talk
to you
soon. Talk to you soon.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.